Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. Got some more breaking news. The stock market collapses. It was up slightly, then it was down a bit when we did our last video. I expected it to go down further throughout the day because inflation exceeded expectations. The two-year treasury went up a lot more than the 10-year treasury, and that means the market is expecting either more Fed rate hikes or the probability that the Fed actually does follow through with their three rate hikes, even more likely moving into the future or as we get closer to the next scheduled meeting in March. So I thought, okay, well, higher interest rates, that means there should be downward pressure on the stock market, especially the NASDAQ. And we started to see that happen, but now it's really collapsed. And the stock market, last I checked, the Dow was down over 400 points. And it was up earlier in the day. So volatility probably up even higher than the stock market is down. But that's not what's shocking. What is shocking is Fed President Bullard actually said that he thinks the Fed should not only raise rates, but they should raise rates before March. And when they raise rates, they should raise rates not 25 basis points, but 50 basis points. And he had a lot more to say that was extremely hawkish. And this is what they are attributing the volatility to the downside in the market. They're attributing his words. So let's get into it right now. This is a story from Zero Hedge. Stocks tumble after Fed's Bullard urges 50 basis point hike and suggests intermediate hiking. And my takeaway there is before March. So main points. Fed's Bullard favors a 100 basis point increase. Wow. Okay, so he favors a 100 basis point increase by July 1st. So it sounds like he wants to increase interest rates before the next meeting in March, and then he wants to increase rates at a faster pace, and he wants Fed funds to be at 1%. Keep in mind, it's zero right now. He wants it to be at 1% before July. That, ladies and gentlemen, is why I have significant dry powder right now. I'm not saying I'm 100% in cash, but as a percentage of my overall portfolio, I have a higher percentage allocated to cash today than I did, call it, 3 or 4 months ago. So Bullard favors the first half point rate increase since 2000. And then here he's talking about an intermeeting increase. So the way I take that is he wants to increase rates even before the scheduled March meeting. And you can see what happened to March rate hike expectations. They go through the roof. Yeah, so hike premium is creeping into the contract. And this is why we've seen the two-year treasury go up to such a great degree. Here we go. Two-year yield exploding higher after Bullard's comments. So we talked about that briefly in the last video, but let's see what's happening now. And again, this is going back to the yield curve. This is what I think we should be paying. This is the metric that I think we should be paying the most attention to in the weeks and months to come. It's that yield curve. Are we going to continue to flatten, and are we going to invert? So the 10-year treasury, let's refresh, is slightly higher than it was when we last spoke. Let's look at the 2-year. That's what everyone's focusing on, the 10-year right now in the financial media. But I don't think that's the big story. I think the big story is the 2-year. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. When we last spoke, the last live stream a couple hours ago, the 2 year was about 1.5. And remember, it started the day or closed the day yesterday about 1.36. So it was up about 14 basis points just today. Now it's up another, call it 3 or 4 basis points. So it's almost up 20 basis points just today, the 2 year treasury. And the 10 year treasury is only up, call it 6 or 7 basis points. So the yield curve is even flatter now than it was 2 hours ago when we were discussing things on the previous live stream. Let's continue with the Zero Hedge article. Okay, and I guess that's where it ends here. So finally, Bullard also noted that he favors starting QT balance sheet reduction in Q2. Oh, wow, I didn't read that either. Man. So he's talking, so let's just figure out the main takeaways here and summarize what his position is. First of all, he's the president of the St. Louis Fed, and he's coming out saying they should hike rates before March, that they should hike rates possibly by 50 basis points, and they should be up to 1%, Fed funds at 1% by July of this year. And then he's also saying that he favors starting quantitative tightening in Q2, and added that this action may require, of course it requires asset sales. That's the definition of QT. Who wrote this stuff? But so it's not just about an accelerated pace to the rate hikes, but it's also an accelerated pace to quantitative tightening. Wow, this is big, big news. Exciting stuff, guys. If you're into macro, that is for sure. And I'm continuing to use this Lenin quote that I was using to describe the attack on our personal liberties and freedom in 2020 and 2021. That quote is, decades go by where nothing happens, and then there's weeks that go by where decades happen. And I said for 2022, my main theme is that quote is going to move from our freedom and liberty and move over to the economics side of the equation. I think it's still going to be applicable to our freedom and liberty for sure. But I think in 2022, it's even going to have more of an impact on global macro and more specifically the US economy. So make sure that you're watching that 2 year treasury, watching the 10 year, seeing if that yield curve continues to flatten. Let's see if the Fed comes out and actually raises rates prior to March. What does that do to the stock market? What does that do to gold? What does that do to the NASDAQ? What does that do to crypto? Again, it's all about cross currents, but that would create a tremendous amount of additional headwind, to put it lightly. Oh, and then also, let's not forget about mortgages. Although the mortgages are more tied to the 10-year, obviously, than the 2-year, so although mortgages might go up, they're probably not going to go up as fast as Fed funds or the 2-year. So I think just to keep things simple, if we look at the relationship between the 2-year and the 10-year, that will basically allow us to take that mental bandwidth, and instead of trying to figure out two things, like what's happening to the yield curve and then what's happening to mortgages, all we have to do is focus on the 2-year, the 10-year, and that's going to give us all the information we need to know what will most likely happen with mortgages. I think that's the best way to say it. Okay, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.